The final report on the March crash of Garuda Flight 200 in Yogyakarta has revealed damning evidence pointing to multiple failures by the pilots, the airline, and Indonesia's civil aviation regulators. But none of that evidence is likely to be made available to Indonesian police in the event of charges being laid. Here's more from our Jakarta, Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson.
Cockpit voice recordings have revealed that when Captain Marwoto Koma descended below 10,000 feet on that bright Yogyakarta morning on March the 7th this year, he was singing to himself and engaged in non-essential conversation. But from 41 seconds before Garuda Flight 200 hit the ground, the atmosphere in the pilot's cabin shifted dramatically. A total of 15 very loud automated ground proximity warnings and alerts blared while bright lights flashed. The less experienced co-pilot, Gagam Rukman, called out, "Wah, Cap, go round, Cap," but he was ignored. The abrupt question, "Landing checklist completed, right?" was Captain Koma's only response. The jet continued with what the final report has described as an excessively steep, fast and unstabilized approach before bouncing for the first time off the runway. It was then that co-pilot Rukman screamed, "Go around!" Again, he was completely ignored. The final report by Indonesia's National Transport Safety Committee very clearly condemns Garuda Flight 200's pilot in command for fixating on landing in unsafe conditions, and his co-pilot for failing to take control as regulations demand he should have. Committee Chairman Tatang Kuniyadi, however, says his report does not apportion blame.
The investigation determined that the flight crew's compliance with procedures was not at the level to ensure the safe operation of the aircraft. That's enough. Thank you.
It is not only the pilots who are scathingly criticised. Indonesia's Directorate General for Civil Aviation gets a dishonourable mention for safety auditing Garuda only once in the past 9 years. That was in 2003. A new assessment process began only 2 days after 21 people were killed in the Yogyakarta crash. No formal finding of pilot error has been made. Indonesia's police say they may prosecute the pilots, and if necessary, they will call members of the National Transportation Safety Committee as expert witnesses.
In Jakarta, our Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson.